Hello, can you hear me? Now you can hear me. Just sorting things out, peeps. Just wanted to keep you on your toes in grand final week. You've got to be agile. You don't want to get locked into, this has got to be like this and otherwise it's all going to fall the, you know what, okay? We're very fluid here in the afternoon's program. We're ready to go. I tell you what's mucked me up, though. Our man, Coach K, down in Melbourne. So he's doing it off-site. I don't know whether he's doing some training down there. I don't know what's going on. He's got in-laws down there. But anyway, he's down in Melbourne. So, yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Apparently everyone else could. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our, very broad house of worship.
You'll hear a tremendous roar go up and siren makes the deal. Just look at the blue and gold of the mighty hill. They're running out to sing and song and kicking up the hill. If you want to see our football play, then you're going to see the hill. Quick throw the ball from man to man. It's all in the band.
Oh, yeah. How good is that? All over the Eels this week. All over the Eels. Just kidding, Eels supporters. I know you're terrified to think, oh, he's not going to tip us, is he? Oh, no, of course I wouldn't do that. I'll tell you what, though. What about this?
Tension is running high. It shows on every face. The coach runs through the game plan. You're in the finals race. The first up tackle hurts you. And tomorrow you'll be sore. But the only thing that's on your mind is you're close enough to score.
Go the mighty Panthers, let's put them to the test. Go the mighty Mountain Men.
Now, the question remains, which song will be ringing out at about 10 o'clock? Well, it depends how the game goes. It might be 10:15. Anyway, we're going to be ringing out on Sunday night out there at Accor Stadium. We're going to get to the bottom of that through the course of this week. Massive program to start things off. We'll have Rami Hayder up front, first up, the NRL economist, to talk about coaches in this grand final week. We'll find out who's been running hot for Ream. We've also going to have a chat with Zach Bailey, the Channel 9 sports reporter. He's out there at Parramatta Eels. They've got the open session. So it'll be interesting to get his thoughts on that. We'll have afternoons amplified with Coach Cahill. Also give us some score updates there as well. Special guest in the studio today, Dennis Carnahan. That's right. He's not in Queensland. He's in the SEN studios. So Rugby League the Musical is back. He's going to tell you how to get hold of that too. So looking forward to that. A little bit of light and shade during the course of this week. The light will come from Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport. And we're also going to have a chat to... Well, he was known as the Emperor in his 30-year reign as the CEO out there at the Parramatta Eels. Dennis Fitzgerald will give his thoughts on the current team and what it means for the city of Parramatta. Sounds of the Game is somehow there as well for the Signet Power Bank. And then we're going to dive into the text line for sbsfence.com.au. Don't worry, Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport has all of these things covered. All the latest markets in the Rugby League Grand Final. He'll have the $100 cash up for grabs to anyone who wants to be involved in the 12 o'clock or the 1 o'clock or the 2 o'clock flock. If you call now, you'll still be able to speak to Coach K, even though he is down there in Melbourne. So all that going on over the course of today. And we might have a special announcement about Parramatta out there on Thursday too. We'll just keeping that cards close to our chest at the moment, but that would be very exciting indeed. All right, you know what we do on a Monday? We do this. Let's have a look in the rearview mirror how things transpired over the course of the weekend. The Cowboys 20, the Eels 24. Just incredible, wasn't it? What an amazing game of rugby league. Was the pass forward, I hear you ask? Yes, is my answer. Grant Atkins and Dave Munro, the sideline official, were right in line with it. They missed it. That's okay. Cowboys, they are going to spend an off-season ruining the opportunity that they had. They led by 8 at home in conditions that suited them in front of 25,000 people against a side that is not renowned for coming back in such situations, and blew it. That's really going to hurt. And when there's controversy thrown in there as well, there's a chance emotions are going to be high. Let's have a listen to Todd Payton post-game.
Leading up to the first try, Moses passed to Papali'i.
Yeah, in my first instance, I thought it was forward, but looking back at on replay a couple of times, I thought it was pretty tight. Happened early enough in the game for us to get over it. Like I said, we went in at 12 all at half time, and then 20-12 after 55 minutes. So we'd moved on pretty well.
Yeah, what a classy response there. I reckon there's plenty of other coaches in the National Rugby League and indeed beyond that that could take a leaf out of the book of Todd Payton. So the Eels get through 24-20. Not their best performance. Doesn't matter. They're in the grand final. Gee, I think there's some selection issues here. I really do. I mean, let me know, Parramatta Eels fans, what are you doing with this side when you're going into the grand final? So we talked a lot about the composition of the bench. Murata Niokora always named in 17. Ryan Madison drops back. Then Bryce Cartwright, Jake Arthur and Oregon Kafusi. Jake Arthur didn't play. And then you've got the situation where Bailey Simonson comes into the side. Tom Opacek out. What do you do with Wonga Blake? Like, they are licking their... They are giggling out at Penrith. Nathan Cleary giggling about what's going to happen out there on that right wing for the Parramatta Eels. So, Parramatta Eels fans, you let me know what you think you're going to do this week. A great moment for the club, a great moment for Brad Arthur. Let's find out what it meant in reaching this grand final.
Oh, I haven't been worried about my future because I knew that the boys had me back. And you know what? Look, we need to be excited about the opportunity that we've got and the occasion that's going to be during the week, and we need to enjoy it. I've got no idea how to handle it because I haven't been there before, but we're just going to take it a day at a time. And then when we get there, we're going to go and have a real crack at that 80 minutes and hopefully I've got a smile on my face at the end of the game, mate.
Oh, I've got no idea how I'm going to handle it. Okay. All right. So the Eels are through. Let's have a look at Saturday night. The Panthers 32 over the Rabbitohs 12. They led 12-0. It was such a false economy that they were living in. 3 tries disallowed for the Panthers, and all rightfully so. A lot of contention around that try out to the right-hand side with Stephen Crichton. A lot of contention around that. Unfortunately, it's one of those situations. It was the right call from the referee. In the end, it didn't matter, but it could have. And that's, I guess, the concern. Referee and the bunker, I should add to that. All the luck went the way of the South Sydney Rabbitohs in that early part of it. And then as soon as Appy Coruscant comes onto the field, the game changes in a heartbeat. Calm, calculated, ruthless, and so damn talented. And the Panthers get through for their third straight grand final. Let's have a listen to Ivan Cleary talking about just that after the game.
Yeah, that doesn't happen every day to make any grand final, so we're not really worried too much about, you know, what we've done or what we might be able to do. It's just, yeah, to be able to reach a grand final is a huge achievement. It's a long, hard season. But, you know, have so many things go into it and you have so many ups and downs and different phases throughout the year. So, yeah, just so grateful to be with this group and, yeah, be able to enjoy the week and have another crack at winning a title, yeah.
There you go. Enjoying the week. Have been there, done that. A little bit different to the Brad Arthur audio. Viliami Kikau, what do you reckon? So he's get a 2-week suspension or plays the $3,000 up front. I think that's, you know, that was, makes it really straightforward. Are you okay with it? I was okay with it. Does it a shoulder charge? Oh, yeah, in technical terms, I suppose it was, but I think it's okay. If you're a Parramatta fan, you're probably thinking the exact opposite. So grand final is Penrith up against Parramatta. So many other results over the course of the weekend in the rugby league and beyond. Let's do a little bit of our own score update. Knights 30 over the Dragons 6 in the first prelim of the NRLW. Eels 24. Massive upset over the Roosters. So the Eels have got two sides into the grand final on Sunday. They take on the Knights in the NRLW. In the New South Wales Rugby League, the Knock-On Effect Cup, the Panthers 29, the Bulldogs 22. So the Queensland Rugby League Host Plus Cup, the North Devils go back-to-back. They beat Redcliffe 16-10. So the Interstate Cup, Penrith have two sides there on grand final day. It's Penrith taking on North Devils in the Jersey Flag. Penrith, Jesus, a recurring theme there. They won the SG Ball as well. Newcastle led 18-6 with about 8 minutes remaining. And then Penrith have won it. Isaiah Katoa kicked a field goal in the first minute of extra time. Penrith 19-18 over Newcastle. The Australians PM 13. They beat PNG 64-14. The Australian PM's 13 women. They beat the PNG Orchids 64 points to 6. St Helens 24 defeated Leeds 12. What about this? It was the sixth grand final win of James Robey. It was also his 521st game for St Helens. Not talking about his test matches for England or Great Britain. His 521st game. He's 36 years of age and he's going around next year as well. And I've got to make mention of this one. Geelong 2013, 133, Sydney 8452. Wow, it's just, it was horrible. I'm a Swan supporter. I'm very keen to see them play well. They didn't even play well. You know, Robbie Williams was good. I found a positive in that. He was excellent. Given what's transpired in the week, especially with Hawthorn, did you think that the middle-aged, white, privileged MC Hamish McLaughlin reading out a welcome to country was what other Indigenous Australians wanted to hear at that time? Oh, anyway, congratulations to Geelong. The only positive I can take out of that is that Isaac Smith, the Norm Smith medalist, is from Cootamundra. So congratulations on Isaac winning his fourth premiership. He'd previously won three with Hawthorn. We've got a lot coming up. Rami Hayder, of course, Dennis Carnahan in the studio, and the Emperor, Dennis Fitzgerald, just getting away from all of that rugby league, some other sports, most notably in the cricket, the third and deciding T20 against India. It's gone down to the wire. They got it done late. One ball remaining for India. Cam Green is not in the Australian T20 World Cup squad. So Cam Green has just been slaying them of late. So I'm looking at the scorecard, 52 off 21, 3 sixes, 7 fours. Finchie, how'd Finchie go, Coach K? 7 off 6. So Finchie's captain of the World Cup squad. Cam Green can't get a start. Tim David, 54 off 27, batting 200. So Daniel Sams, 28 off 20. So great finish to that game, but India have secured it. So that's a touch disappointing. And there was a mancad in women's international cricket. Does everyone know what a mancad is? When the bowler stops mid-action and runs out, the non-striker who is backed up too far. It's well within the laws of the game. I'll have a little bit more to say about this, speaking of Parramatta, later on in the program. But lots of people wanting to have their say. Lots of people have called already. We will get to as many of you throughout the course of the afternoon. 1-300-01-1170. The $100 cash is up for grabs, all thanks to Top Sport. We've got a special prize for the text line. We'll get to that very shortly. That's from our great friends at Ream, 0457 736 736. All right, a break now. After the break, having a chat with Rami Hayder, the NRL economist. Stick around. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.